Cheerful voice on the phone this morning. Maybe not as cheerful as he might be if it was like 60 degrees and sunny. Tom Casper joins us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
You know what I think is kind of fun is that we like to talk about phonology on this show and what happens at different times of the year and when do we see the first robin and when do we see the whatever. Well, social media will kind of, you know, can kind of remind us of the way things were maybe a year ago or maybe a post that we made 2 or 3 years ago when there was a blizzard or something. And at this time last year, I think I was setting out on my back setting porch, glowering at where the burdock was eventually going to come back up. And it was warm. And I was out there with the dogs reading books.
Yeah.
And not doing that this year. No.
No, quite a change in the weather, certainly over last year and this year. And having been an April baby my entire life,
really warm birthdays.
Yeah.
And had really snowy birthdays.
Yeah, I can remember just the complete gamut of weather. My birthday's in mid-April, and I can remember snow like this that we're having right now to warm, sunny days and flowers blooming. So it's just one of those challenges, of course, living in the northern part of the country during the month of April. But, you know, we'll get over it. We're going to have looks like, according to the National Weather Service, long-term, kind of an average summer with maybe a little above average temperatures later in the summer and average moisture. So that's all good stuff for us gardeners.
Now, Larry Weber said that he saw crocuses and that the buds were actually starting to open, and he saw the first dandelions on the couple south-facing areas around his house. So what happens when we have, like, daytime highs of 28 and it insists on snowing?
Yeah, 28's not going to hurt them, though. We may see here the next day or so down to about 9 degrees for a low coming up. And that could do some damage to those plants, especially the tips of that new foliage. They get burned a little bit. They'll more than likely still bloom just fine and produce flowers, but maybe some of those early emerging tips of the leaves will get a little bit of burn on them from the cold.
Gardeners have to be more philosophical than regular people, though, don't they?
That's right.
You could probably tell a brand new gardener because they're staring out the window and tears are trickling down their little faces, and they don't have a sense of perspective about the fact that sometimes it's cold later on.
Yeah. We get more anxious than probably a lot of other folks with the changing of the seasons for things we have to do and want to do and want to see. So there is that part of it that is a little can be a little disheartening when we see weather like this, but we also know that, you know, the seasons will change here soon and things will look up, so it will be okay.
Now,
there's a couple other things going on that certainly indicate that the seasons are changing for us here. One of them is our season 16 of Great Gardening kicks off with our weekly episode this Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. I mean, that's a show, obviously, that they, based on the wildly popular Tips for Hardy Gardeners, and they
that's
ripped
right.
it off from KUMD, but they're public television.
Those PBS dogs.
Yeah, we'll let them get by with it this time. So, you know. And they brought in Bob Olin to play the role of the charming morning host. So, you know, that's kind of an inspired bit of casting, I guess. I'll go with that.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll go with that. So that's good. You know, if you really want to enjoy the full Tom Casper experience in color, you know, that's something.
And he tries to wear as much color as possible.
Right. Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. And then coming up next Saturday, the 14th of April, is the St. Louis County Master Gardener's Spring Extravaganza, which Bob is also involved with. That's coming up. Folks can go to St. Louis County's website and get information on that, or call the Extension Service. Lots of fun topics, and I'll be there talking about designing with perennials, and Bob's got a seminar, and Jan from our greenhouse has a seminar on seed starting, and David Zaleziak, who's a world-known rose breeder, is going to be there as well talking about easy care roses and all sorts of fun stuff. So.
Now, the St. Louis County Extension also is the outfit that makes all the itty-bitty little shrubs and plantings available for folks, and it's been popping up again on my social media that they're running out of stuff right and left. So that's really good. Gardeners are apparently, they're placing orders for all kinds of stuff. They want to get some stuff in the ground.
Yeah, that's the Soil and Water Conservation District.
Oh, that's
project.
Right. Yep, yep.
And folks can go to their website as well and get information on getting these little seedlings. And for folks that are looking to reforest lands or to plant stuff to attract birds and things like that in large quantities, they can get these small shrubs. For, you know, sometimes less than a dollar a piece, and plant them out in their areas, and over time help with wildlife habitat and shade and windbreaks and all sorts of things that these trees are designed to do here in our environment. So.
And in another month or so, probably closer to or so, we're going to start to have some plant sales coming up, and then things are going to start getting crazy.
Yep.
Then
yeah,
we're going to have people camping out overnight to save their spot in line.
All the good stuff.
It's going to be gardeners showing up, you know, with weed whackers and pruners so that they can defend themselves and their plants that they're trying to get at. And, yeah, it gets to be quite the deal.
Plant anarchy.
Yeah, it is. It is. That is. So that is, I guess, something to look forward to. In the meantime, keep your nose buried in those seed catalogs, man, and enjoy that. And you stay warm, TK. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, all right?
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan. Tom Casper, our longtime host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, right here on 103.3 KUMD.